Joining me on the line is John Hunt, who is the MD of Ampact Liquid Packaging, where we talk about the fact that yesterday a liquid packaging recycling plant worth a 46 million rand project, which is expected to recycle approximately 25,000 tons per year of liquid packaging products. Good morning to you, John. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ed. Thanks. Very well, thank you. And thanks for having me on your show.
Sure. Not a problem at all. We're talking about a liquid packaging plant. What are we talking about here, John?
Yeah. Well, I think, just a small correction. My business is Impact Recycling, and we collect paper and plastic bottles for recycling. So our company, Impact, has just invested in a plant, invested 46 million rand in a plant that enables us to recycle liquid packaging cartons, so typically your milk cartons and your juice cartons, etc. And I guess the fundamental issue is that many products or many packaging products are recyclable, but only practically so if you have a plant that's able to do it within a sort of within a reasonable location of where the material is consumed. So until recently, it wasn't possible to recycle liquid packaging, and most of that material was ending up in landfill sites.
I suppose. John, I like the way you talk about liquid packaging. For a layperson like me, can you break it down? What is liquid packaging?
It's a paper packaging that contains liquids. So, those paper cartons, the rectangular cartons that you buy milk in, those are liquid packaging.
Ah, yes.
And they're made by companies such as Tetra Pak, which is perhaps the biggest liquid packaging manufacturer in the world. So also your liquid food cartons and your series cartons and those are all made out of paper. So that material is actually a laminate of paper, plastic, and aluminium foil. And so in order to recover the paper from that carton, you have to separate the paper from the plastic and the aluminium. And that's why it needs a special technology, and we've invested this money in this plant to be able to cleanly separate that the paper out so that you can reuse that and make new paper products. And so at our paper mill in Springs, we now recycle those cartons. We take that fiber out of the liquid packaging carton, and we make new paper from it.
And talking to that, though, is it the only plant that we have that can do this? Is this the only one in Johannesburg, or we have ones all around South Africa?
Well, it's the second plant in South Africa. The first plant is quite a lot smaller scale, and so this enables us to dramatically increase the number of liquid packaging cartons that are currently recycled. So in South Africa, only about 15% of liquid packaging cartons are currently recycled, and this will enable us to be able to recycle up to about 50% of it. So it makes a dramatic increase in the opportunity for those materials to be removed from landfill sites. And of course, it's not just the fact that you can take them out of landfill site that makes a difference. It's the fact that in that process of recycling them, the material needs to be collected, it needs to be transported, it needs to be packaged into bales so that you can transport it from all around the country up to Johannesburg. And in that process, you create many, many jobs. So we estimate probably about 500 jobs will be created just in the process of collecting the packaging from all around South Africa and returning it to Johannesburg in order to recycle.
And if so, people wanting to get into contact, because I would imagine, do they come directly to the plant if I want to perhaps start a small business of collecting? How does that process go from here onwards? I'm in Cape Town. I want to be in the pipeline sending you the material that you need. How do I go about that?
Well, the first thing is that we have a recycling facility in Para. And anyone can contact that, or I can give you the telephone number for that if you like.
We will keep it. You can give it to Rafiq, and we'll give it to the listeners. Yes.
No, that would be great. So you can contact them and find out how to get involved in recycling. We have a number of part of the whole process of recycling is exactly the opposite of what a manufacturer does. So a manufacturer starts at a factory and distributes their products throughout the country. We start everywhere in the country and then bring the packaging of those products back to a central point. So it's sort of a reverse logistics process. And in order to do that, part of the way we operate is to help people set up their own companies. And we have set up more than 40 buyback centers in recent years. And we've also, throughout South Africa, over 100 companies that we've helped people set up. We've provided them with equipment, with technical expertise, and with the infrastructure they require in order to start recycling. And then we provide them a market. So if they collect the material, we'll buy it and we'll transport back our liquid packaging facility in Springs or any of our other three paper mills in order to recycle.
All right, John, I'll tell you what, we are going to keep your details, and then I'm sure there's going to be people inquiring about this. So please wait for those inquiries. But thank you so much, John, for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Sure. John Hunt, MD of Impact Liquid Packaging.